Hello and welcome to our program, Costco Connections May 2023, brought to you by Owl Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Tammy Frazee, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from Costco Connections May 2023 here on Owl Radio. Publisher's note, summer days. Summer is coming. The days are getting longer, the leaves are back on the trees, and the flowers are blooming. Longer, sunnier days mean more time and more options for outdoor activities. For example, pickleball is sweeping the nation and the world. Our article provides some background into how the sport developed, why it has become so popular, and what terms like dink and dill ball mean in that game's vernacular. If you're heading to a one-day or days-long music festival, our Buying Smart piece will help you figure out what essentials to bring along and how Costco can help make the experience enjoyable and comfortable. Similarly, the article on vacationing with a neurodiverse child provides tips and suggestions for making travel as smooth and anxiety-free as possible for everyone in the family. For me, warmer weather means more time in the water, swimming, snorkeling, and water skiing. To that list, I can add aquatherapy, covered in this month's For Your Health section. I'm not currently nursing any injuries, but it's good to know about this effective, low-impact way to address pain and mobility issues. And what is the summer without good beach books? Currently, I'm on a rom-com kick. Fun, escapist reads that can take me away from the day-to-day stresses of life. Whatever kind of reading you enjoy, Daniel Steele, our cover story subject for this issue, has probably written in that genre. Not one to be pinned down to any specific writing category, Steele spins several best-selling novels each year, and her enduring popularity is evident in the hundreds of millions of books she has sold to her worldwide fan base. Here's to the lazy, hazy days of summer. Sandy Torrey is Senior Vice President, Corporate Membership, Marketing, and Publisher for Costco Connection. Member comments. Calling all chefs. If you are a professional chef and you use Costco as part of your holiday meal planning, we'd love to hear from you for possible inclusion in our upcoming cover story. Please send an email to wfifield@costco.com. wfifield@costco.com. That briefly describes how foods from Costco figure into your favorite recipes and more. Please put Pro Chef in the subject line. Thanks for having a heart. Thank you for profiling Denise Redeker, an open heart, April of 2023. Her idea of starting an organization that provides affordable and clean lodging for heart transplant patients to recover in is stellar. A transplant coordinator I talked to told me about a man who lived in his RV after getting a heart transplant. Nobody should have to do that or be denied transplant because they don't have the money. That's from Wendy Wolfson, Irvine, California. An ad that affirms, in the April issue, you ran a full-page ad of a handsome young man with Down syndrome modeling spider activewear. As a mother of a child with Down syndrome, I just want to say thank you so much for being so inclusive. That's from Janelle DeBoer, Morgan, Utah. Happy with humility. I always find your magazine articles worth reading, but Humble Leaders, written by Marilyn Gist, in the April issue is a standout. Bravo for that kind of story in a culture rife with ego. That's from Nancy Henriksen via email. In praise of the garage door program, Costco's garage door program is the best. A door to savings, March 2023. I did a lot of research before going with Costco to replace my door and opener. Amar doors are top of the line, and LiftMaster has the most updated and current technology for openers. Plus, the Costco shop card was a great added bonus. No other store offered the options and pricing I found with Costco. I checked them all. Tanya Bellard, Chino Hills, California. All right. So we have Pay It Forward. May is National Teacher Day, May 2nd. So many of us have experienced the life-changing impact of a good teacher. National Teacher Day, May 2nd, honors teachers and recognizes the lasting contributions they make to our lives. Backstory. In 1980, National Teacher Day, also called National Teachers Day, was established to show appreciation for the enriching and rewarding investment that teachers at all levels make in their students' lives. A poll conducted by the National Education Association found that teachers appreciate cards, flowers, and drawings from their students. These gestures are a small way to let them know their efforts don't go unnoticed. Visit NEA.org and search National Teacher Day for more celebration ideas and general information about the day. Again, that's NEA.org. All right, so a little bit of information. Costco produced more than 2 million four-packs of Kirkland's signature boxer briefs in 2022. That's enough to give 8 pairs to every member of the U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force. The balloons are back, supporting children's hospitals. After a 2-year hiatus due to COVID restrictions, the yellow and red fundraising paper balloons for Children's Miracle Network hospitals are back. From May 1st through the 31st, Costco member donations at the registers and at Costco.com go toward our local children's hospital, funding research, equipment, and care. The 170 children's hospitals across the U.S. and Canada help more than 10 million kids every year. Happy Mother's Day! Beauty for the best. Mother's Day is May 14th, and it is not only the day we should celebrate those amazing people, but it is a great reason to shower them with presents. Find a variety of gifts, including jewelry, flowers, and more, in Costco warehouses and at Costco.com. Company with a conscience. Greenworks sustainable efforts. As the weather warms and we spend more time performing yard work chores, we can appreciate Costco supplier Greenworks and its efforts to not only manufacture quality battery-powered lawn care equipment, but also to responsibly manage the entire life cycle of its products. The company's batteries are designed to last. Greenworks offers Costco members an 8-year battery guarantee at greenworkstools.com/pages/Costco Member Advantage. And then once you register your product, you get this guarantee. And if you need to recycle your lithium-ion batteries, the company recommends taking them to drop-off locations in your area. Look for one at calltorecycle.org/locator. For your business. This is by Rachel Weingarten. The expression soft skills can be hard to define but easy to recognize. Soft skills are abilities that go beyond technical expertise. They might include interpersonal skills that inspire trust from colleagues. Soft skills should be called essential skills because they are essential traits one needs to succeed socially and professionally, says etiquette expert Arden Kleiss. Although soft skills may not be instinctive for everyone, with practice they can improve. Soft skills, like any skill, requires deliberate practice and reinforcement, says Gorick Nigg, a Harvard career advisor and author of The Unspoken Rules, Harvard Business Review Press, 2021. That's not available at Costco. Before you shrug off the need to improve your soft skills, realize that neglecting them could cost you your job or a promotion. The common perception among managers is that hard skills may get you hired, but a lack of soft skills is what gets you fired, Nigg says. Even if you keep your job, if you lack the necessary soft skills, it can be obvious to your boss, colleagues, and clients. But I hear you ask, How can I improve my soft skills? Be an active listener. Purvi Desai, founder of skincare brand Zyna, relies on customer feedback to perfect products. We take every review, question, and concern very seriously and make necessary changes accordingly, Desai says. By being accessible to customers, Desai reinforces their importance to her business. Defined shared skills and goals. It can be frustrating to work with a team with differing ideas and approaches. Costco member Pat Roque, a career and leadership expert at coaching firm Rock On Success, aims for clarity in all interactions. To work well with others, Roque says, it's crucial to commit to shared goals that matter. This common sense of purpose strengthens a group dynamic while enabling team members to improve their soft skills. Reconnect. If you're not quite ready to brush up on all of your soft skills, consider the deceptively simple act of reconnecting with others. Roque says that helps people stop feeling invisible while still instilling a sense of belonging. Sidebar, a different view. A lot has been written about the different ways introverts present themselves in the workplace compared to their extroverted counterparts. If you're overwhelmed by the idea of improving your soft skills, try to redefine them first. Author Gorik Nig thinks of soft skills as navigational skills, or the skill of knowing how to get from point A to point B by navigating people, processes, and politics. Soft skills may ultimately help you better navigate your career. Rachel Weingarten is a marketing strategist, journalist, and author. Tech Connection by Christine Persaud. Let's get personal. How to get the most out of your wearable fitness tracker. Wearable fitness trackers can do more than monitor steps. They can track your heart rate, sleep, respiration, sports activity, and more. Digesting the data can be overwhelming, but the insight is invaluable for keeping on top of personal health and wellness. Here are tips to interpret the data and get the most out of a wearable. Monitor heart rate. Check your heart rate while exercising and aim to reach 50 to 70% for moderate exercise or 70 to 85% for vigorous exercise of your peak, which is 220 minus your age. That means a peak heart rate for a healthy 50-year-old is 170 beats per minute, BPM, so the maximum should be about 144 BPMs or beats per minute while exercising. Watch the number and modify your pace to stay in the right zones. Resting heart rate. The number of times your heart beats per minute is also important. Review the history to see if your heart rate is trending lower, which indicates your heart function is becoming more efficient, and how it varies. Check respiration. Oxygen saturation monitors. They monitor how efficiently oxygen is carried through your bloodstream. The normal range is typically 95 to 100%. Knowing this number can be especially helpful for individuals with sleep apnea. They can observe overnight breathing rates for anomalies and take appropriate steps. Pay attention to sleep. In deep sleep, your body builds and repairs muscles, bones, tissue, and the immune system, while REM sleep plays a role in brain development. Look at the breakdown to determine how well you really slept. Are there lifestyle changes you can make to improve your sleep quality, such as avoiding caffeine and not watching TV too close to bedtime? Recovery. Fitbit calls it readiness score. Garmin calls it body battery, and other trackers have their own names for it. They all factor in recent activity, heart rate variability, and sleep to suggest whether you should tackle an intense workout, engage in moderate activity, or take a rest day to maximize results. Altogether, these features provide a holistic view of your overall health and wellness. Historical data in your device's companion app can help you determine progress towards goals and might prompt you on how and what to improve. Explore the app to get the most out of a wearable. Sidebar: going deeper. Wearable fitness trackers focus on mental health too, with features like stress monitoring, mindfulness exercises and programs, and 1-minute deep breathing sessions. Some features can be accessed right from the wrist-worn device, others within the app. Some require a subscription, but many are free. Learn what the different models have to offer for both your body and mind to choose the right fitness tracker for you. Christine Persaud is a Toronto-based freelance writer. Her work has appeared in Digital Trends, Reviewed USA Today, XDA Android Central, and at wifihifi.com. You'll find a selection of wearables in Costco warehouses and at costco.com. Financial connections, secure strategies, anticipating and planning for changes in Social Security. This is by Susie Orman. According to the Society of Actuaries, a 65-year-old woman in average health has a 50% probability of living beyond age 88. For men, it's 85. Readers of my Costco column, Patience Pays Off, January 2023, told me that they understood the financial upside of waiting until age 70 to start claiming Social Security. But I also heard concerns about whether that strategy makes sense given the current conversations about Social Security benefits. Let's take a look. Not the first time for changes. We've been here before. Exactly 40 years ago, the government enacted Social Security reform to put the program on more solid financial footing. A big change made in 1983 was to raise the full retirement age, the FRA, when you are entitled to the 100% of your earned Social Security benefit from 65 to 67. This was based on the fact that by the 1980s, people were living longer than in the 1940s when benefits were first paid, an average of 5 years or more for men and women who reached the age of 65. No overnight changes. This is important. The higher FRA, so full retirement age, that was enacted in 1983 was only applied to younger Americans. If someone was at least 46 years old in 1983, their FRA did not change. For everyone else, the shift was phased in based on their birth year. For example, the current FRA, 67, applies only to anyone born in 1960 or later. That means when the change was made in 1983, the people whose FRA was shifted to age 67 were no older than 23. That's a lot of time to adjust and plan. I expect the FRA may be raised again, perhaps to age 70, but I don't anticipate that the goalposts will be moved for people currently in their 60s. The program could be shored up in many other ways too, including raising the income limit for charging the Social Security tax. In 2023, the tax only applies to income below $160,200. More than 90% of Americans surveyed by AARP a few years ago said Social Security is an important government program. I am betting that when Congress does address the issue, it will take care not to upend the financial security of those in retirement or nearing retirement. Sidebar: run your numbers. The Social Security website has a free calculator that will give you a personalized estimate of your benefits at different starting ages. You may need to set up a free My Social Security account. Go to ssa.gov/myaccount. So again, ssa.gov/myaccount. Once registered, you can get estimates of your Social Security retirement benefits based on your earnings record on file. The tool shows your potential benefit at age 62, your full retirement age age 70, and any juncture in between. You can also download your Social Security statement and your actual earnings record. Susie Orman is an Emmy Award-winning TV host, New York Times bestselling author, and host of the Women and Money podcast. Orman will answer selected questions in this column. She regrets that unpublished questions cannot be answered individually. Email connection@costco.com. Please include financial connection in the subject line. Travel Connection by Vicky Moran. Vicky Moran is an award-winning travel writer residing in Smyrna Beach, Florida. Amsterdam is one of her favorite places to visit and write about. Canals run through it. The city of Amsterdam shines with a rich heritage of art and culture. Amsterdam is a picture-perfect destination. Its charmingly tilted houses, winding cobblestone streets, and bucolic canals date back hundreds of years and are enhanced by a multicultural vibe, a vibrant art scene, and a variety of inviting bars, cafes, and restaurants. Sweeping vistas of magnificent tulips and windmills add a secret sauce to a city unlike any other. Art and history. Many masterpieces are housed in Amsterdam's art museums, all within a short walk of each other. The Rijks Museum, pardon my pronunciation of that, holds Dutch masters like Rembrandt, Vermeer, and Hals, the most extensive exhibition in the Netherlands. The neighboring Van Gogh Museum boasts the most comprehensive collection of the Impressionists' work, and the Hermitage Amsterdam is presenting Rembrandt and his contemporaries, history paintings from the Leiden collection, on display until August 27th. For a taste of modern art, don't miss the Modern Contemporary, MoCo, and the Stedelijk Museums, again, pardon my pronunciation. The Anne Frank House is a gut-wrenching but important historic site to include on your visit. Plan to take at least a full hour in the house following the self-directed audio. This site is a tiny house that needs to accommodate millions of visitors annually, so book early to ensure you don't miss it. By water, wheels, and trams. Every trip to Amsterdam, especially a first-time trip, should include at least one canal tour for education in the city and to get your bearings. The canals are engineering marvels and provide a unique historical perspective of the city. There are sunset tours, daytime tours, and party boats with wine and beer. They all offer relaxation, wonderful guides on the winding waterways, and great fun. Amsterdam is a hugely popular bicycling city. To enjoy the city as its inhabitants do, look into taking a bicycle ride along the canals. As an active tourist, you can rent a bike and enjoy sightseeing at your own pace. Amsterdam also boasts an impressive public transport system network of buses, metros, trams, and trains to get you around. The distinctive blue and white trams frequently crisscross the city. A day trip out into the country is easy. Opportunities to enjoy local cheeses, authentic Dutch food, and sightseeing are as bountiful in the outskirts as in the city. My go-to method of traversing Amsterdam is walking. My step counter runs overtime in this grand city. I like to walk, stop for a cocktail, or marvelous peppermint tea that is made with just boiling water and clipped peppermint. And I love to people watch. Multicultural cuisine. Restaurants in Amsterdam offer everything from Michelin-starred kaiseki from Japan to Rijstwafel from Indonesia. My favorite is the latter, as you can choose anything your taste buds wish. Make sure you're hungry when you go to a Rijstwafel, because the excellent food is never ending. If you wish to try authentic Dutch food, visit another standout, the White Room. The chef's ingredients include the Netherlands' finest cheeses, vegetables, and fish from the North Sea. My most recent meal at the White Room included goat cheese with baharat, a Middle Eastern spice blend, egg yolk, and lemon balm. I still crave it. Amsterdam is a city that you need to visit at least once. It will likely beckon you back again and again. Sidebar, leaning into it. Early 17th century engineers created the canal system, beginning with one canal connecting the North Sea to the city. Along the canals, houses were built on wooden pylons that began to sink into the marshy soil, thus solving the beginning tilting evident today. This became a standard architecture feature as furniture and large objects needed to be hoisted into the tall, narrow homes from the street or canal. Most canal houses have a hoist beam leading to a pulley system in the attic. Costco connection. Costco Travel offers Amsterdam vacation packages as well as cruises, vacation packages, rental cars, and hotel-only options for destinations in the United States and around the world. To learn more, visit CostcoTravel.com or call 1-877-849-2730. Member poll. How will you observe Memorial Day this year? Costco members respond to your poll posted to Costco's Facebook page. Honoring my late son, who was a Marine, we set time to visit, honor, and remember him and his fellow brothers and sisters in arms. God bless them all. By Wendy Myers. I will donate platelets at the American Red Cross. It's my way of paying tribute to those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Elmer Christian A. Belanke. Thinking about all those who gave their lives for freedom. Jason Walters. Attending a community remembrance picnic at a local park. We have a short formal program and then hot dogs and socializing with friends and neighbors. Karen Gilbert Mayo. Opening up our lake cottage and remembering our heroes. Maureen Mann. I will be teaching and playing pickleball with people who have lost their friends or families, plus grilling up some Costco ribs and seafood to feed the masses. Jeff Doyle. Sidebar, May 29th is Memorial Day. Don't forget, this year Memorial Day is observed on Monday, May 29th. How to observe. According to the Memorial Day Foundation, memorialdayfoundation.org, the holiday is a national day of mourning and began as a way to honor service members who, while in the line of duty, made the ultimate sacrifice. The foundation offers the following tips to actively remember the Americans who have paid the price for the blessings of liberty. Place flags or flowers on fallen soldiers' graves. Fly the American flag at half staff until noon. Visit memorials. Renew the pledge to help fallen soldiers, widows, and orphans. Assist disabled veterans. You have been listening to Costco Connections May 2023 on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tammy Frazee saying goodbye from Owl Radio. Go out and make it a great day.